December 28, we need not despair. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Proverbs 24:16. The pen of inspiration, true to its task, tells us of the sins that overcame Noah, Lot, Moses, Abraham, David, and Solomon, and that even Elijah's strong spirit sank under temptation during his fearful trial. Jonah's disobedience and Israel's idolatry are faithfully recorded. Peter's denial of Christ, the sharp contention of Paul and Barnabas, the failings and infirmities of the prophets and apostles are all laid bare. There before us lie the lives of the believers with all their faults and follies, which are intended as a lesson to all the generations following them. If they had been without foible, they would have been more than human, and our sinful natures would despair of ever reaching such a point of excellence. But seeing where they struggled and fell, where they took heart again and conquered through the grace of God, we are encouraged and led to press over the obstacles that degenerate nature places in our way. God has ever been faithful to punish crime. He sent his prophets to warn the guilty, denounce their sins, and pronounce judgment upon them. We need just such lessons as the Bible gives us, for with the revelation of sin is recorded the retribution which follows. The sorrow and penitence of the guilty and the wailing of the sin-sick soul come to us from the past, telling us that man was then as now in need of the pardoning mercy of God. Bible history stays the fainting heart with the hope of God's mercy. We need not despair when we see that others have struggled through discouragements like our own, have fallen into temptations even as we have done, and yet have recovered their ground and been blessed of God. The words of inspiration comfort and cheer the erring soul. Although the patriarchs and apostles were subject to human frailties, yet through faith they obtained a good report, fought their battles in the strength of the Lord, and conquered gloriously. Thus we may trust in the virtue of the atoning sacrifice and be overcomers in the name of Jesus.